Is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam alive in his grave? Is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam alive in his grave? The answer to this question is, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alive in his grave, living the life of barzakh in Arabic, which is the barrier life between this life of this world and the next one in the hereafter, enjoining all the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon him as a reward. This type of barzakh life is a medium one between this one and the hereafter. His soul is not returned to him such that he lives the life of this world and not connected to him in a way which would make him alive like the life in the hereafter, but rather a medium life of barzakh. And from this therefore it is known that he died sallallahu alaihi wasallam as others died before him from the prophets and others, except for Jesus alayhi salam, where he, Jesus, will descend before the end of time. Then after that he will die the death we know. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anbiya 21:34, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدَ أَفَإِن مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا, and we granted not to any human being immortality before you, O Muhammad. Then if you die, would they live forever? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in Surah Al-Rahman, verse 26, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Whatsoever is on it, the earth will perish, save the face of your Lord, full of majesty and honor, will abide forever. And he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one free of all imperfection, the Most High, said in Surah Az-Zumar 39:30, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Verily you, O Muhammad, will die, and verily they too will die. And the like of the verses indicating that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him to die. And because the companions washed him sallallahu alaihi wasallam and performed the funeral prayer upon him and they buried him, had he been living the life of this world, they wouldn't have done to him what they did, like what is done with any deceased. And also because Fatima, his daughter, may Allah be pleased with her, sought his inheritance, the inheritance of her father, because she believed that he died. and no one of the companions disagreed with her creed or her belief. And Abu Bakr responded to her that the prophets are not to be hired. Rather, they have, there is no inheritance from them. They are not inherited. And because also because the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, gathered to choose a Khalifa, someone to succeed the Prophet ﷺ. And that commenced by the choosing of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And had the Prophet ﷺ been alive, the life we know of, they wouldn't have done that. So in this, therefore, there is consensus that he died. Their consensus. Add to that the fitan and the problems and the afflictions which increased during the time of Uthman, may Allah be pleased with him, and even before and after him, the companions did not go to his grave consulting with him or asking him as to the way out from these problems and afflictions and tribulations. And had he been alive the life of this world, they wouldn't have left this while they were in need to be saved from these afflictions. So all of these evidences stand to prove that this special life, the life of the barzakh, is for our Prophet and for the other prophets except for Jesus and for the others who die, and it does not resemble the life of this world nor that of the hereafter. And therefore, from this we know the wrong committed by many people who go and travel to the grave of the Prophet والسلام, seeking him and calling him, thinking that he is alive and he responds to their requests as if he was in this life where they used to go to him, to the Prophet والسلام, asking him to invoke Allah for them at the time of the companions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the true path, the path of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which he was upon and his companions were upon, the path of the righteous predecessors. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all afflictions and innovations. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. This concludes the tonight's points of clarification. I ask Allah the Most High to make them of a benefit for myself and for all of you. والحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.